for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. Incumbent Mayor Helen Tran has won San Bernardino's mayoral race after capturing nearly 55% of the vote. Unofficial results from the San Bernardino County Registrar of Voters show Tran with a commanding lead over a field of five challengers. Rick Avila and Ivan Garcia trailed far behind, each receiving about 10% of the vote. John Valdivia, the former mayor who faced allegations of misconduct while in office, was last with 7% of the vote. Tran says she'll continue to help build structured government and root out dysfunction.
It's the culture that we have to instill in City Hall, which spills out into the community, because City Hall is where you push the work that drives the results.
Tran's win means she'll avoid a November runoff and secure a second term leading the city. Her campaign centered on homelessness, housing, public safety, and economic development. Several San Bernardino City Council races remained competitive Tuesday night as election workers continued counting ballots. In the city's first ward, former Councilwoman Virginia Marquez held an early lead with about 34% of the vote. Incumbent Theodore Sanchez and challenger Ron Alvarado were locked in a close battle for second place. In Ward 2, Christian Shaughnessy led by a slim margin over Benito Barrios, while incumbent Sandra Ivara trailed in third. And in Ward 4, longtime councilmember Fred Shorrett held a razor-thin lead over challenger Joe Salas. In countywide races, Sheriff Shannon Dykus leads with 65% of the vote, while challenger Joe Silva follows behind with 34%. Meanwhile, Ryan Hutchardson held an advantage over incumbent Anson Mason in the race for auditor, controller, treasurer, and tax collector. Additional election results are expected as San Bernardino County continues processing ballots. Chino Valley School Board President Sonia Shaw has pulled ahead in the race for California's top education post. Latest returns show Shaw with nearly 25% of the vote, followed by San Diego School Board member Richard Varela at just under 20%. It's still not clear who she will face in November. Shaw says supporters are demanding, quote, accountability and academic excellence, and says the results are a push against what she calls the education establishment. Meanwhile, Barrera says California schools are being shortchanged and argues the state can do better. Barrera criticized Shaw for dividing communities. 10 candidates overall competed for California's top educator position. The state superintendent of instruction oversees 10,000 public schools that are dealing with declining enrollment, budget pressure, and AI in classrooms. Former Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon dropped out and has endorsed Barrera. For more on this race, visit kvcr.org or read more from our California newsroom partner, Cal Matters. Republican gubernatorial candidate Steve Hilton held a press conference on the west steps of the state capitol on Wednesday morning. Hilton is the leading vote-getter so far in the race for governor. While final results aren't in and likely won't be for days and maybe weeks, he expressed confidence his name will be on the ballot in November when the top two finishers in the primary face off. Hilton says he wants to work with Democrats in order to change California. He mentioned Democratic gubernatorial candidate and San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan.
That's an example of someone I think that really should join our alliance for change, because you've got to have common sense, practical policies to make life better in California.
Hilton says he's focused on addressing housing and education issues. He also wants to enhance a policy that would make residents' first $100,000 of income tax-free. Hilton says he's working to raise that figure to address affordability. As of this afternoon's update, Hilton leads with 27.6% of the vote. Democrat Javier Becerra is in second with about 25.6%. This has been your Midday News Update. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.